Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Bible, the truth of the Scriptures, the truth of the Gospel, the truth and nothing but the truth. But in order to understand the truth from where many of us come from, we also need to understand how did we get where we are today? Because we can't untangle ourselves from all the lies that are in the world and all the efforts of Satan the devil unless we understand how and where he works. Now let's come to Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and let's see something very important. Because Satan the devil has always wanted to control from the top down. Let's come here to Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and we'll see this. We will see what the Apostle Paul says, where Satan works. And then we will see how he works. Not only in politics, but also in religion, also in business. Ephesians 6 and verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. Now, we'll talk about that. What is the armor of God and how do we put it on? See, because we need the protection from God and we need to have the truth as our banner and shield. We need to have the truth of the Word of God, the truth of what's happening in the world, the truth of what our lives are, the truth of what our human nature is, the truth of salvation and repentance. All of these things are so important because they have all been buried under an avalanche of lies and deceptions. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we're going to talk about some of the wiles of the devil today and how he comes appearing as an angel of light. I bring you good news. I'm going to show you a better way. And we will see the things that he uses, okay? Verse 12, because we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual power of wickedness in high places. I want you to think about those scriptures for just a minute. Because the way Satan controls all of us little people down here is if he gets control at the top. Do you feel as though that there are wicked people in high places? Yes, there are. In government, in religion, in economics. Even in your local churches, there are ministers there who cannot preach the truth because their headquarters tell them, why, you can't read this part of the Bible, or you can't read that part of the Bible, or you can't teach this doctrine, you can't teach that doctrine. Oh, no, that's how Satan works. Comes and twists and turns and makes it sound, oh, so good and oh, so nice. And we will see in the next segment what he appeals to. So, spiritual wickedness in high places. Think that's our government in the world today? In every country of the world? Yes, it is. Now, I'm going to read to you from this book, How Evil Works, by David Kupelian, because he helps answer the question, why do politicians, and we will put there, religious leaders also lie? And we hear it every day. Sometimes you see politicians, even very high politicians, that almost every single word that comes out of their mouth is a lie. And they twist, and they turn, and they distort things so that everything sounds plausible. Remember when we were told after the shooting in Arizona, oh, let's all be much more civil to everyone. And what happened? Even the president became the most uncivil person that there was. That's intimidation. That's one of the things that Satan uses. So he says here on page 14, there's one technique that reigns supreme as the king of all propaganda weapons, lying. Now, what do these lies entail? See, once you abandon the truth of the Bible, once you abandon using the Word of God as your standard, once you begin to accommodate and compromise with evil, lies come in. Here's how they do. To make evil look good, and good appear to be evil, you have to lie. And the bigger the lie, the easier it is. You ever heard of hope and change? Transparency? Have you ever heard once saved, always saved? Have you ever heard Jesus did away with the law? Have you ever heard that we're going to give sex education in schools, cut down on illicit sex? Have you ever heard that we have abortion so that we can get rid of unwanted pregnancies? All lies. There's dark magic in boldly lying, telling a big lie repeatedly, with a straight face and with confidence and authority. One of the biggest liars in the last century, Adolf Hitler, taught that the bigger the lie, the more believable it was. That's exactly how it works in religion. That's exactly how Satan does it from those high places of spiritual power. And a lot of people know they're lies, but everybody goes along with it, believing that they're true. Here's what he did. His primary rules were, never allow the public to cool off. Is that why we see the face of someone everywhere, every day? Hear his name all over the place? Is that why we hear from the pulpit that, oh yes, all you have to do is believe in Jesus and everything is just fine? All you have to do is just realize that the Old Testament has all been fulfilled. You don't need to read that. See, because you wouldn't want people to read that where they would see that witchcraft is wrong. Or a cult is wrong. You wouldn't want them to read that so they would know that the politicians have left God. Never admit a fault or a wrong. Never concede that there may be some good in your enemy. Never leave room for alternatives. Never accept blame. Concentrate on one enemy at a time and blame him for everything that goes wrong. People will believe a big lie sooner than a little one. And if you repeat it frequently, people will sooner or later believe it. Does that not fit Washington, D.L.C., District of Liars and Corruption? Does that not fit the pulpit in the very highest places? Yes, indeed. Oh, well, we all go to church on Sunday because that's the Lord's Day. Now, you're not to read that Jesus said he was Lord of the Sabbath, the seventh day. Oh, well, we keep all these holidays because the Pope has blessed them and put his imprimatur upon it. So if he approves it, it's wonderful with God. A lie. Well, we do it for the children. Oh, yes, always for the children. Tell lies to our children. Because they're gullible and will believe them. After all, they're just white lies to have fun. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. So here's what Hitler wrote in his autobiography, Mein Kampf, which means my struggle. He wrote this in 1925. In the big lie, there is always a certain force of credibility. You always make it sound plausible. You always make it sound right. Oh, God is a God of love. He wouldn't expect us to do these things that they did in the Old Testament. Why, I have a plan to get rid of the deficit. I have a plan so it'll be fair for everyone. I have a plan where healthcare is a right. Really? Now, the reason that big lies had credibility is because the broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in the deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily. You see, if you think with your emotions, if you react with your emotions, if you are guided by your feelings rather than the truth, and the Word of God is true, and His commandments are true, and all His precepts are true from the beginning. See, that's the standard of judgment, see. But if you set all of that aside, or if you've been convinced that you don't need to do that, then you can be moved emotionally. And that's how Satan does it, emotionally. Continuing Hitler's writing now, "But thus, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, they more readily fall victim to the big lie than the small lie, since they themselves often tell small lies in little matters, but would be ashamed to resort to large-scale falsehood." Isn't that amazing? And he understood human nature. Let's stop here for just a minute, ask ourselves a question. When was the last time I told a lie? Well, you know, they've run surveys and they found out that people tell lies every 10 minutes, either to themselves or to others. Why is that? And isn't it amazing how confidence men lie and take advantage of people and deceive them? Why? What is the nature of the human mind? Oh, first of all, they can appeal to human nature to say that the laws of God have been done away because someone without the Spirit of God loves to hear that because the carnal mind, as the Bible says in Romans 8 and verse 7, is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. So that's why you have to set your mind for the truth. It tells us in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. Now I want you to think about this in relationship to yourself, in relationship to the lies that you have believed. It says in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" God does. Now that describes your heart, my heart, the heart of every human being. Now also there are degrees of evil too. There are some people out there trying to do good. But in their doing good, they also fall victims to other lies. That's why here in Church at Home, we're dedicated to the truth of God, the truth of His Word, the truth of how we are to live, the truth and understanding of where we are in Bible prophecy. Because there are people out there, now right while I'm giving this, one man named Harold Camping has big billboards all over the country. Judgment Day, May 21st, time of the rapture. A liar, a false doctrine, but it's a big lie. I wonder what his excuse is going to be on May 22nd. Because, you see, the truth from the Bible is there is no rapture. Now, there is judgment from God, true. But that's going on all the time, not just on one day. Now, Jeremiah also wrote, he said, "O Lord, the way of man is not in him to direct his steps. Correct me, but in righteousness." You willing to be corrected by the Word of God? The Proverbs tell us that every way of a man is clean, or a woman is clean, in his own eyes. You think everything you're doing is right? You think you're a Christian? Have you measured that up with what the Bible says a true Christian is? Or have you believed a big lie? bigger the lie from the pulpit. See, now, one of the biggest lies that comes out of Rome every time they have a mass, which is the Pope is the successor of Peter. Peter was never in Rome. Peter was the apostle to the Jews in Babylon. The circumcision, as it's called in the New Testament. Now, the only way Peter would have been going to Rome was if all the Italians became circumcised. And has that ever happened? Pray tell. No. Now, that's a whopper of a lie. Everybody believes it. Oh, I've received emails, you know, that in the Bible that we have done. Who are you to take that authority? The only authority comes from the Pope, and that came from Peter. Well, when they finally found what were supposed to be the bones for Peter, guess what they found? And of course, that was a pagan cemetery there where they have built St. Peter's Basilica. And bones they found later were tested from a woman, one from a chicken. How can that be Peter? Last thing we heard of a Peter, he was in Babylon. And he said he was going to die pretty quickly. So where did Peter die? Babylon. Now continuing with what Hitler wrote, it would never come into their heads to fabricate colossal untruths. And they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. Even though the facts which prove this to be so may be brought clearly to their minds, they will still doubt and waver and will continue to think that there may be some other explanation. Have you fallen into that trap? Have you been victimized by adultery? Either side of it? Have you been victimized by businessmen? Have you been victimized by government? Have you been victimized by religionists trying to come and appeal to you? Oh, we have a wonderful thing going here. Yes, we know how to get to the Lord. Oh, yes, we're going to give you free health care, but we're not going to tell you about the death penalty. Oh, we're going to make it more affordable. Really? When the price goes up. Oh, we can have so much fun keeping Christmas, and it celebrates the birth of Christ. And he was never born anywhere near December 25th. You see how all those things go? Oh, let's keep Easter. Well, who was Easter? That was Ishtar. We also gave some programs on that too, didn't we? A pagan goddess. How did that become connected with Christ? You see? Colossal lies. And yet people willingly practice it, right? You know, now Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor, he wants the truth. But boy, does he believe in Christmas. You see how human nature is. Now Hitler finishes it this way. For the grossly impudent lie always leaves traces behind, even after it has been nailed down, a fact which is known to all expert liars in this world and to all who conspire together in the art of lying. These people know only too well how to use falsehood for their basest purposes. Isn't that something? Have you been a victim of lies? This book, How Evil Works, by David Kupelian. Quite interesting, isn't it? And yet, as much as he sees all of this, and as much as he understands that, there are still some corners of deception left in his life that he needs to take care of. So yes, there are wicked spirits in high places. Yes. Let's see how they come. Let's see how they appear. Let's come to 2 Corinthians 11, and let's see that this is a biblical fact. This is why the Apostle Paul wrote, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Open the scriptures and see whether those things are so or not. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, who are transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. They never were. No more than Simon Magus that we read earlier about, right? For it is no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Oh, we bring you new truth. What was it that he told Adam and Eve? Well, if you eat of this tree, you'll become like God. You can decide for yourself what is good and what is evil. See? Now, isn't that what we're told today? The same lie. Now notice verse 15. Therefore it is no great thing if his servants also transform themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now what happens? What happens when people come along, they want to honor God their own way, with their own religious twist to it? Well, they haven't proved whether it comes from the Bible or not. You see, so until we come to the convicting point in our lives, this is where we all need to come. If you want to know about the truth of God, you want to understand the truth of the Bible, you've got to come to this convicting point in your life that you have been deceived and you have a deceitful nature and you want to get rid of that deceitful nature with the Spirit of God through repentance. Because you see, those big lies out there and the politicians and the religious leaders, God is going to take care of with the return of Christ. So he's calling ordinary people that the elite look down upon as those little people who are stupid and simplistic in their minds. He's calling those people to repent and change, receive the Spirit of God, and to develop into character so that they can become rulers with Jesus Christ to rule this world when Christ returns. To rule it in truth, to rule it in love, to rule it in faith, to bring happiness and joy to people God's way through God's plan. Now, many people don't know that because they believe they're going to heaven. No, if you don't have this book, get it. How evil works. That'll tell you a lot. And also, the most important book that we have to offer you is Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? This tells you more about how the world has been deceived by Satan the devil and the means and the days and the ways and the philosophy and the teachings of the religious leaders and how far back it goes into history and how Satan is using and manipulating those things to keep people deceived and locked into his ways. When that happens, you're cut off from God. Now, you may feel oppressed. You may feel lied to. But the only thing you can do about it is to get right with God. And the only way that is, you start keeping the commandments of God. And you prove from the Bible what you need to do. Now, Satan has a firm grip on this world. But God the Father has called us out of it. Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. But so until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.